We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ron, just a quick note here before we get to some Andy Weidel talk here with Dave Spadaro from Eagles.com. Yarmir Yager writes on Instagram that he escaped injury but, quote, thought it was my end. He was involved in a car accident with a tram in his native Czech Republic. And that sounds scary. So thank goodness that he's okay.
How old? He's 50 now, isn't he? I was going to say 50.
50 years old. Escaped injury and said no one else was harmed.
Boy, does that make
during
me,
the collision.
Does that make me feel old? Him 50. I remember when he was a kid coming over
18.
Couldn't
when he
speak
came over
the
here.
Language. I took him somewhere. I don't
what?
Know. I took him from practice to his apartment or somewhere. I can't remember where. I was doing a story on him, and I don't know if I had the translator with me. He was in my car at some point.
Wow.
And I can't remember where we were going.
Let's try to jog your memory on that one. In the meantime, let's go to the Nemecolon fan hotline where we do find Dave Spadaro from Eagles.com. His Twitter handle tells you everything you need to know, Eagles Insider. Dave, we appreciate you joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks so much for having me. And looking forward to talking about one of my favorite guys, Andy Weidel.
Let's do that, because this seems to be an unusual setup here. Not a lot of teams hire the money guy as the lead guy, and the Steelers appear to have done that here with Omar Khan. And then the personnel guy would be Andy Weidel. So tell us sort of exactly what his role was there, how it may have changed over the years, and maybe how most people perceive him to have done at his job.
Yeah, I mean, I think Andy's in his career has worked his way up the scouting ladder, personnel department ladder. And I mean, he's kind of the quintessential football guy. And in Philadelphia, his role was to be that right-hand man to Howie Roseman. And he did a very good job here. And he believes in the fundamental principles of football. He's got a very astute eye for the game. He's a grinder. He loves it. He's a former player at Villanova, Pittsburgh guy, as you know. So, I mean, Andy is just, there's a meat and potatoes element to Andy Weidel. And I think that plays very well for a team looking for the football. If you say that's the setup, if he's the football guy, there aren't many better than Andy Weidel that I've ever come across. And so a big loss for the Eagles, but for the Steelers and for Andy, a new opportunity and a great one.
You know, he was interviewing for GM jobs, correct? He has to know,
yeah.
But even if he takes the title assistant GM, I'm assuming he took this job because he knows he was going to have a big-time say in the personnel. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that. And, I mean, look, it's generally collaborative in most organizations, but there is a final say. Now, I don't know how it's going to work in Pittsburgh, but Andy did not have the final say in Philadelphia. And if he has the opportunity to be that in Pittsburgh, I mean, that's what everybody wants, right? That's what every football scout, personnel evaluator wants, is to have the final say. So, again, if that's what his role is with the Steelers, then Andy will be the happiest guy in the world. I mean, the Eagles have been a team. I've been here my entire life. And, you know, for the most part, Jeffrey Lurie's teams have been pretty good. And a lot of playoff appearances in his 20-plus years here as the owner. Win the Super Bowl in 17, playoffs 18, 19. And to me, then 20 is a bad season, and Doug Peterson loses his job. And to me, every team in the league goes through a down cycle. And you really find out what kind of organization you have judging by how quickly they come out of that down cycle. And the Eagles came right out of the down cycle. New coach in 2021. They reached the playoffs. They stock up on draft picks. You know, they've had on paper, a really strong, strong offseason. So the Eagles are right back in the game in the NFC and in the NFC East. And I think that's – and Andy was a big part of that. And he understands, look, this football team has lost a lot of personnel people through the years. Andrew Berry going to Cleveland to be the GM and Brandon Brown going to be the assistant GM with the Giants and Ian Cunningham going to the Bears to be the assistant GM. Now Andy leaving, Catherine Raich going to Cleveland as well. So there's a lot of loss here, and I think what's happening is teams in the league are going, hey, the Eagles are doing something right here, and let's get a chance, let's talk to these people, let's see what makes them tick, and clearly the Steelers liked what they heard from Andy.
Dave Spadaro from Eagles.com. So Dave, we know in Baltimore, I know it's always hard to tell, like who pushed for which pick and how much responsibility does a guy have for a good or bad pick, but we know in Baltimore that Andy pushed hard for a guy like Haloti Ngata. And I'm wondering if there were any people, good or bad picks, that he was especially associated with in Philly. And how much of an influence did he have on that Super Bowl team?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly had a big influence on the Super Bowl team and a lot of the free agent acquisitions that were so important for the Eagles that year, whether it was Torrey Smith or Chris Long or Patrick Robinson, et cetera. I can't specifically speak to a draft pick that he had, but I can tell you that the conversations that we had, for example, after this draft and kind of going to Andy to talk about why did we trade up to get Jordan Davis and why did the team make the trade for A.J. Brown and N'Kobe Dean in round three and why Cam Jurgens, a center, in round two when the Eagles already have Jason Kelce. And he was spot on with what the philosophy was and what his belief was in those players. And what he's looking for always are really physical, violent players who have versatility and have a lot of football IQ and who love playing the game. So, I mean, that's what you're going to get in Pittsburgh. You're going to get somebody who believes in building the line of scrimmage first, getting your quarterback, of course, building your line of scrimmage, and then you know, filling in around the quarterback and the line of scrimmage. And so I know that's kind of what the Steelers are looking to rebuild with Ben Roethlisberger gone and a new era at quarterback and building around your first-round pick, and Andy is a great eye for talent, very aggressive, has learned here that there are a lot of different ways to build a roster, trades, and being creative, and going to the waiver wire, and all of that, and he was involved in all that. But I can't specifically say because, to give Andy that credit, I mean, I really would have to have really airtight examples, and I don't have them right now. Just not that he wasn't involved,
right,
because this is extremely collaborative, and that Howie Roseman is the one who has the last say.
Right, and the same thing here. I mean, it's often hard to tell, okay, who exactly was the major influence on that pick. And then I'm sure that people talk a lot about one that didn't go so well. Even though Devontae Smith is a good player, the whole Micah Parsons situation seemed to really backfire there when your division rival – with your original pick gets a player like that. And I'm sure that Howie has taken the heat for that one. Yes.
Well, it's actually interesting because, well, first of all, let's give it a couple of years here before we know for sure. But I mean, Devontae Smith is a wide receiver, one kind of player. So the Eagles have restocked really well defensively. I mean, that's what's so interesting about it. Yeah. On the surface, Micah Parsons had a terrific season last year, led the Cowboys to the division title. They lost in the first round to the playoffs. Their defense gave up a lot of big plays, but Micah Parsons is a great player. I think the Eagles look at it like, hey, Micah's a great player. Devontae's a great player. The Eagles rebuilt the linebacker core in this offseason. So there's a lot of different ways to skin the cat, and it takes some time to do so. And look, I think I don't think Howie's taking a lot of heat, honestly, because this town has, see, in Pittsburgh, you guys have wide receivers, and they're just, you just keep developing and developing. Philadelphia has not had that success. And so now with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, they finally feel really good about their one receivers, their starters on the outside.
You mentioned Andy as a Pittsburgh guy. You had another Pittsburgh guy there, Tom Donahoe, not being brought back. What was Tom's role there and what happened to him at the end?
Yeah, I think he was a senior executive who's been around the league for 1,000 years and offers a great deal of perspective, mostly on the college side, And, you know, look, I think the Eagles, I don't know what Tom's plans are, if he's going to continue to work in the league, but I think that, you know, it's just time for a change, and Howie's got some younger people who he really, really believes in that he wants to promote. You know, the Eagles are in a situation now where they've got to promote people or they're going to lose them. And so I think that's kind of what Howie's stuck with right now. Not stuck with, but the challenge that he faces. He's losing a lot of these people to promotion. So I think in the instance of Tom, there were just some other people that Howie felt really good about, and it was just time to give those people the opportunity to grow into that role.
Do you know at all, or was there stories to the effect of why the Eagles moved on from Andy's brother, Casey, who I guess was the director of scouting operations, Dave?
Yeah, there's people that are worked in that. I think Casey was coming into his last season, and Howie feels really good about some people who are rising through the organization and wants to promote them and give them a chance and hopefully keep them around for a while. And look, I love Casey, and hopefully he makes his way to Pittsburgh and stays in the league and does a great job for the Steelers.
Lastly, and we appreciate the time, Dave, I've read and heard where, and this is interesting to me because Mike Tomlin's going to have a lot of influence, already has tons of influence, and who knows, when you get to a certain pick, people need to make their voices heard. And from what I've heard and read, Andy is not afraid to do that. He's extremely passionate and will stand up for his guy and is just overall generally a very passionate football guy. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the way everybody looks. The job that they do, it's insane. I mean, the amount of hours that they work and the way that they grind through it, and I think Andy's been encouraged to be open with his opinions, and he certainly is respected with those opinions. So he will absolutely stand up in a respectful manner and pound the table for somebody that he believes in. And if the Steelers are wise, they will listen to Andy Weinel.
Good stuff. We appreciate the time.
Thank
Dave.
You.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
He's a believer, isn't he?
At Eagles Insider, Dave Spadaro. That's how you can find him on Twitter. If the Steelers are smart, they'll listen to Andy Weidel.
He's a believer.
Can we talk about that for a little while, Ron?
Sure.
About this setup and how interesting it is.
It is very interesting. Don't know 100% if it's going to work. Certainly don't know that it won't work, but it is different.
It's different. In some ways, it's very much the Steelers' way. Long-time apprentice, promote from within. And then in some ways...
And even Weidel was with the Steelers, too.
Hire the Pittsburgh guy, yeah, okay. Tom Donahoe, Kevin Colbert, Andy Weidel.
Right down the line.
And in some ways, it's not the Steeler way to have the big guy, the man in charge, be a money guy, a capologist, a non-football guy. That's different than Colbert, and that's different from Donahoe. Thoughts, Maddie?
Well, I just want to know if it's an even split. Like, even though Omar Khan is technically the GM... and Andy Weidel is the assistant GM, how much is it really he's the guy in charge and here's the assistant? If they've got two completely different roles, where Khan is still the money guy and Andy Weidel's the football guy, then it seems like an even split, and we're talking about assistant GM and GM, but those things don't even matter, really.
Well, this is the first time I think they've had an assistant GM,
I can't remember one.
Not by title.
You know, what about co-general managers?
That almost seems what it's like. Yeah.
But this is what it seemed like it was going to be with Omar and Brandon Hunt.
Right.
Right? Oh, they're going to keep both those guys. One's the personnel guy. One's the cap guy. Well, they kept the cap guy, and now they brought in another football guy. I think it has a chance.
And what becomes of Brandon Hunt?
He's probably going to take another job. Some speculation. I've seen he could end up in Philly.
Taking Weidel's job.
I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
And maybe Weidel brings his brother Casey here, the guy who the Eagles fired after the season. I can't imagine. It seemed like the writing was on the wall for Andy to move on after they fire your brother. Right?
Although, according to Aditi, they're bringing in Sheldon White, who was from the Detroit Lions, who's the father of Cody White, the receiver.
I don't know much about him.
I don't either.
Me either.
The Lions isn't a great thing to have on one's resume unless you're into biting kneecaps. But yeah, their best guy.
That's where Kevin Colbert came
from. That's true,
right?
Too. Although it was a little different, it felt like.
They stink forever, Joe.
Yeah, but they had Billy Sims,
Barry Sanders.
They
stink.
Well, yes, they do. But I think it might have been different with Colbert coming from them then. Well,
Colbert
than this
had
guy
Pittsburgh
now.
Background here too.
Yeah,
went to what Duquesne? No, Robert Morris.
This can work. I'm open to it. But again, my overriding point here is I'm not going to go overboard like a lot of people it would appear, judging from social media reaction around the league. The Steelers did it again. Oh, stability, the Steeler way. An example for the rest of the league. I want to see how it plays out. I'm not going to openly laud this just because it was Art Rooney II and the Steelers who did it. I'm not.
And a familiar name being promoted from within.
That's what I mean. Yeah, in that respect, that promote from within. Stability is the word I keep coming back to.
That's what they've always believed in. Somehow to have a tie to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know? Either from here, went to school here, worked for Blesto back in the day. Dick Haley did that. Guys, it just seems like there's always some sort of Pittsburgh tie.
Weidel didn't have the final say in Philly, and he's not going to have it here. Until someone can prove to me that the Steelers have changed from giving their coach the final say on draft picks, I'm not going to believe that.
Yeah,
that's
I don't think
changed.
Omar Khan's going to have it either.
No, Mike Tomlin will.
Right, and he will be the face of the franchise. Is and will be.
I'm open to it. We'll see how it works out. Things haven't worked out, I would say, great for the Steelers for a while now. Sometimes good, but not great, man. When you have 3 playoff wins in 11 years, none in 5, and you've had some pretty disastrous drafts of late. I'm talking 16, 18, and potentially 19. There's a lot of organizations who've done worse. I'll grant you that. But I'm not going to just celebrate this promotion and hiring, this dual GM thing, just because it's the Steelers. What are you optimistic it can work, Ron?
Yeah, I'm optimistic that it can, but I'm with you. I mean... I'd just like to know from Art, and I'm assuming they're going to have a press conference introducing these guys, how he sees the role of the division of labor.
We have Bruce Arians coming up here, hopefully.
Looking forward to that.
At 1 o'clock. Should be very interesting. But up next, would love to get your thoughts on what's happening atop the Steelers food chain here. 412-928-9370. That's 928-9370. And also, what about the Deontay Johnson situation? Let's talk about that coming up next. In theory, Johnson wasn't there yesterday. I wonder if he's there today in theory, Ron.
Haven't seen anything yet moving on the Twitter account about anything. Should be opening up the locker room pretty soon.
You know,
probably get some new comments from different people.
Yes, and TJ Watt I meant to get to as well. I thought Kabali had a good story today on whether Watt has any thoughts about the sack that wasn't in that game last year that cost him the all-time record to himself anyway and his goals for this season. We'll talk about it coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,